This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
When we look at competition for dairy in the world, a little country like New Zealand continues to impress. Tim Grosser, New Zealand's ambassador to the U.S., appointed last year and lives in Washington, D.C., he says dairy is the single most important export from New Zealand.
And by far the most politically difficult in international trade. But, I've seen glacial but positive improvement in conditions in world trade on dairy, no doubt about it, over the course of my career.
And as far as dairy trade from New Zealand, he says, quote, it's insane.
You will not find anything like this in the whole of international trade, where a country that produces less than 3% of global production is the largest exporter. You think, is that a fake news statistic? And the answer is, no, it's not. But, and it's explained by this. You have to do a little bit of mental arithmetic in your head. If only a tiny proportion of milk production enters into international trade because of deep protectionism around the world, and you've got this small country that exports literally 96% of its milk, that's how. So in the long run, we expect the United States will be the world's largest dairy exporter as this huge move of the U.S. dairy industry into exports, which has been so successful in the last 10 years, continues. Your exports have gone from a paltry $1 billion to about 7 or 8 in the course of 10 years, and that now represents 15% of U.S. milk. We see absolutely every reason to continue to see further growth in this because U.S. is extremely competitive in world dairy markets. It's already the world's largest skim milk powder exporter, which is one of the dominant forms of exporting dairy products, obviously.
So in the longer term,
the export interest of the U.S. dairy industry is just going to grow and grow and grow. And we've always been natural allies in trying to fight for fairer trade.
What about the oversupply of milk? Are we producing too much?
Always these fluctuations year by year. And, our own dairy farmers, as a matter of professional integrity, will never say they're happy. Okay. But the reality is that if you step back from, fluctuations in prices year by year, fluctuations in weather conditions that affect the guys and girls on the farm, what you can see is glacial improvement, principally caused by economic development. I mean, there is almost an iron cast relationship between growing levels of income in these emerging economies and higher levels of consumption of milk. So China has just gone through the roof, and we see enormous further room for movement. So the figure I gave you, I used metric system, not pounds, but average milk consumption of the world is now twice what China is, and China is determined for nutritional reasons to raise consumption of dairy products. Now, New Zealand, with only 2.6% of world milk, can't do this by itself. And I think the countries that have a big future are paradoxically the most sophisticated of the advanced developed country, because I slowly came to the conclusion over the last 20 years that you can do peasant dairy, the farmer with three cows, which is typical of developing country dairying. But to do it how the US or New Zealand does it, or certain of the European countries, you've got to have high technology, you've got to have science, you've got to have a whole innovation framework around those industries. This is really difficult for developing country farmers. And dairying is extremely dangerous if mishandled. So our friends in the other sectors of US trade, like, textiles and things, worrying always about how the developing countries can outcompete. Do you know what? I think we've got a natural edge as advanced countries, whether small like New Zealand or large like the US or other European countries. I think we've got a natural hedge. 20 or 30 years ago, people like me and my American counterparts were fighting a war against PC people saying, butter's going to kill you and, you got to get out of dairy for health reasons. Wow, have things changed in the last few years? People realize this is a natural product that's actually got enormous positive nutritional benefits.
That's Tim Grosser, New Zealand's ambassador to the United States. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.